Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get into some of the angles here as far as wagering goes with this, not just the tournament, but around the world of sports. We do it each and every week. One of the best in the business, two-time Super Contest winner, pregame.com's Steve Fezzik joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Fez, the madness is here. What's the vibe been like out in Vegas this weekend?
Standing room only at the sports books that have, I think, 50% seating capacity. So the town has come back to life, Sean.
Yeah, it's got to feel good, Fez. You know, it stunk losing the tournament last year for anybody that fills out a bracket. It stunk for, but I mean, Vegas is the epicenter for this kind of stuff. So I would imagine this is a big adrenaline shot for the city right now.
Yeah, and we've spoken about it before. On your bucket list, if it isn't on it, it should be. Spending the first weekend of March Madness in Vegas, I'm going to go out on a limb here. The experience is so much better than you would ever get actually being in one tournament site, because you only get to watch a few games as opposed to getting to watch all the games, the whole interaction. I think it's three times better than the Super Bowl weekend.
Well, and Fez, people are just as emotional, if not more so, about their money than they are about who's winning games just for the spirit of competition. You know what I mean? Like, I think, I don't know what the worst beat has been so far. I'll just tell you what mine was. When Baylor was in there with their backups trying to hold on to a 25-26-point lead with the spread at 25.5, and my son, who goes to Baylor, is texting me telling me how he's played intramurals against half of the guys who are on the floor right now. And I had Baylor minus 25.5. So I said, I was like, Sammy, so basically what you're telling me is I basically have you out there trying to cover the spread for me right now. That's what this is all about, Fez.
Well, you know, and you've got inside information. So next time you text me and say, go ahead and bet against Baylor live wagering with 3 minutes to play.
That's right. I should have. That is inside information. Steve Fezzik joining me on CBS Sports Radio. How are the books doing so far, Fez, the first couple days in? We've seen one of every seed, except for 16 seeds, literally one of every other seed, move on. How have the books done so far in terms of against the public?
Oh, I'm sure the books are doing tremendously well, because let's face it, there's so much liability that builds up from accumulation of parlays, favorites to cover, and favorites just to win. People going up and saying, you know, I'll money line Illinois with the next batch of games and the like. So when you see the big upsets, especially a team like Illinois that not just the public but the pros liked, you're going to see just carnage for the betting public, and the sports books will just be real quiet and say, yeah, it was a good day for us, meaning they held 40% or some ridiculous number, at least early on, because of all the parlays that go down on games like this.
Yeah, Fez, if you're wanting to bet big, heavy public favorites, you know, Gonzaga, you just heard me saying I bet Baylor in a game, so I feel totally square now. But, like, what's the, for lack of a better word, what's the tax you're paying on that? Like, how many points do they tack on knowing that Joe Blow is out there in Vegas for the one trip he has out there per, you know, for the year, and he's probably not out there taking dogs in these games?
Yeah, probably just a little over half a point is the tax. I wouldn't even say it's 3/4 of a point. Can't tax too much, or some pro's going to walk up with a suitcase and say, hey, I want $50,000 on the other side. So just enough that the pro is like, yeah, I'm laying minus $1.10. I'm not that interested in the dog. But enough to just crush the public. I'll say this about Gonzaga. One of the best bets you could have made in the tournament, and I'll be honest, I didn't give this out to my clients because I thought they'd riot, but I was able to bet $66 to make a dollar, minus 6,600, on the money line on Gonzaga. There's never been a upset in the tournament of greater than 22 points, and they were a 33-point favorite. So I know that sounds ludicrous to put that much down $66 to make a dollar, but I think that they'd have to play 1,000 times for Gonzaga to lose once. It certainly could happen, but not once in 66, especially considering the track history, only one number one going down, and Virginia was only a 21-point favorite in that game.
Steve Fezzik joining me on CBS Sports Radio, talking some NCAA tournament. Yeah, if you can stomach having big money like that out there for a couple of hours, it's almost like free money, Fez. No doubt about that. In your estimation, just based on what your handicap had been for these this first round of games, what's been the biggest upset so far in your mind?
I'll go Ohio State. You know that, yeah. The fact, normally when you get an upset, you see a team that slows the game down and gets the team that's favored out of their element and out of their rhythm. And we saw that with Loyola somewhat with, against Illinois. But Oral Roberts just runs. So normally when you see games like that, it's less likely that there was an upset. Now, that game, both teams did not shoot well. But what really stands out to me, if not this year, when for the Big Ten, you get to play all the games in Indiana, many of them in familiar venues for some of the Big Ten teams, you know, including Mackey Stadium where Purdue plays, and yet the Big Ten is clearly underachieving, and their flagship team just went down in Illinois. We may well be staring an Elite Eight with no Big Ten teams the way things are going.
Yeah, that's incredible. You're right, Fez. The geography of the teams that have been winning and losing so far has been interesting. You know, not just the state of Texas going 6-1, and the one loss was to another Texas team. And then how much have you been surprised by the performance of the Pac-12 so far in this tournament?
Oh, shocked. You know, yeah. And just geographically, if you look at the Mountain West, we've been a complete disaster. So it's not like the West Coast is doing well. And here's a Pac-12. You know, Bill Walton calls it, you know, the Conference of Champions. But every time I watch, there's nothing that is appealing at all about Pac-12 basketball, including a Colorado team that, frankly, really, really looked lousy in the Pac-12 tournament. Yet they still made the finals and then got knocked off by an Oregon State team that I think I've watched 5 Oregon State games during the year because they're oftentimes on late. Like they got lost by 25 to Oregon back in end of February, early March, and they just look like a terrible team. I did not see this coming at all.
Steve Fezzik joining me on CBS Sports Radio. All right, Fez, so we're one game into the round of 32. We got 15 more games to play out here over today and tomorrow. As far as today goes, the rest of the day, what jumps out at you about some of these second-round matchups this afternoon?
You know, I just have one big bet today. I played Rutgers-Houston under. I think both teams are conducive to the game going under, and frankly, this is the one game in Lucas Oil Stadium. Yesterday, if you bet early, all 3 of the Lucas Oil games went under, including the Abilene-Texas game. I think you get a basketball and a football backdrop. And we saw that in the Big Ten tournament where it was held in Lucas. I know unders were only 7-6 against the number, but the sharp bettors bet every one of those games under during the Big Ten tournament. And they're doing it again here in the big dance. So I love that idea of I would like the under anyways, and I get a nice venue that has a difficult shooting drop for these teams, so I played that game under.
Yeah, and it's right. The depth perception is the issue in those football stadiums. What about tomorrow, Fez, where we've got a lot of these teams that were pulling off upsets yesterday, they're going to be playing in games on Monday. I think people aren't used to Monday being part of this whole first weekend, but the way the schedule's working out because of COVID this year, it is. Anything tomorrow that you're taking a look at?
You know, if Wisconsin lays an egg, I think we have to play LSU against Michigan, and it's time to say, you know what, it's time to fade the Big Ten. Mm. I don't see Maryland beating Alabama. Let's face it, Maryland is like the poor sister of these Big Ten teams. So if the good Big Ten teams are struggling, I certainly think we've got to, you know, fade the mediocre Big Ten teams. And what's this? I just see Iowa's up to 6 against Oregon. Oh, my goodness. I'm not even sure Iowa's better than Oregon right now. I think you've got to take a shot with Oregon.
Well, how do you factor in, Fez, that Iowa's got a game under their belt, but Oregon obviously was expecting to play VCU, but because of COVID, VCU had to forfeit the game. Does that factor into your handicap at all in that game?
Not really. It's not like Oregon's been off for 2 weeks, so I think it's fine. And, you know, you've got fresher legs, and you don't have, you know, quite as much familiarity. I got to look at the site and see if Iowa's playing in the same site as they were the first game. If they're not, then it's even less valuable.
Yeah, I'm trying to look it up here right now. It just says Indianapolis. So, Steve Fezzik joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Fez, one football question I wanted to get with you before I let you go. The spending spree that the New England Patriots have gone on here in free agency. I know they're bringing back Cam Newton, so the most important player when it comes to handicapping a team. The same one is going to be back that went 7-9 for them last year. Has New England's aggressiveness in free agency impacted their market at all out there in Vegas?
Yes. So the New England division odds were right around plus 550. Last I checked, they're down to like plus 350. So still not favorable. Third pick to win the division, but certainly money on them. I got to give credit to RJ Bell on this one because about 10 days ago, RJ was saying, you know, everyone's going to react to all these free agency signings, and it has nothing to do with who you sign. It has everything to do with how much money you have. New England had $70 million to spend. Did we really think they weren't going to spend it? So, of course, they're getting good additions and opening up the pocketbook because they had the money in the pocketbook, and the time to bet New England was before this made national TV, and people talked about all these nice signings, especially, you know, all the new options they have at receiver. So I think it's too late now to back New England on those division odds.
But just to be clear, they're still behind Buffalo and Miami in the AFC East in the eyes of the odds makers right now?
Oh, yes, and the pro bettors love Buffalo. The only concern is, you know, Josh Allen had 2 years of complete inaccuracy, and then he was very accurate, went from a bottom five accurate quarterback to a top five in accuracy. If he stays top five, and with some of the problems that KC has had in losing some O-linemen, all of a sudden we have a discussion who's better, Buffalo or Kansas City, for the best team in the AFC.
Steve Fezzik, you can get him at Fezzik Sports on Twitter, and pregame.com is where you can find all of his great handicapping work. Fez, you're the best. Go enjoy the games. We'll do it again next week. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. We'll take a shot with Oregon +6 for a best bet.
There you go. Okay, that's the best one. All right, like that, Oregon +6. You could hear the giddiness in Fez's voice when he saw it go to 6 because it's at 5 right now on the app that I look at. So it's gone to 6, and Iowa looked really good yesterday. They ended up not covering against Grand Canyon, but they were covering for a lot of that game until the very end. Grand Canyon hit a couple of shots to get under the number. So so that's the great Steve Fezzik.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.